Rolling.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hemgoff.
All right, Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Wes Fromm is in our studio, and we are set to talk Michigan Tech sports for the next 30 minutes here on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Another busy week for Michigan Tech, though not as busy as the last couple of weekends. Hockey is officially off, but they still are in action. We'll tell you more about that as we get through this half hour. Good morning, Wes, and it's a big week for Michigan Tech basketball.
Yeah, it's a big week for Tech athletics, and big home games as the Huskies start games against the Gaelic North Division this week. So, women's team, big sweep of the South Division, big win over Ashland on Saturday. That was a really big win on the road for them, and kind of a statement win for this program. And wouldn't be surprised if we maybe got some votes and had a chance to be ranked in the top 25 again this week in women's hoops after winning 9 in a row. And you know, there's nothing flashy about the women's basketball team, but they just seem to get it done. And Danielle Blake had a huge game on Saturday, so look forward to talking to Coach Cameron about that. And the men's team shot the lights out on Thursday and couldn't repeat the performance on Saturday. Didn't shoot bad, but I think Coach Luke would maybe like to have the first 10 minutes of that game back. Defense gave up quite a few points in the early going of that game, and they'd playing catch up pretty much the whole game and ended up losing by just a point at Ashland. So they split the road trip, but still opening up their season at I think 7-3 in conference play, or excuse me, 5-3 in conference play, and getting ready to play a couple big games for them as both these teams, Ferris and Grand Valley, for them will be teams they'll be competing with for the North Division Championship.
Is that how it always works, where the first part of the season is playing outside your division? Or?
Not always, but it seems to work. Yeah, seems to have worked out that way this year. So you played everybody in the other division once, and then you play everybody in your same division twice for a total of 22 games out of your 26 regular season games. So it's pretty much all conference games for the regular season, which is good for us, obviously, with the scheduling.
Right. Women remain undefeated in the conference, men at 5-3, like you said. And we'll be talking to both head coaches for Michigan Tech basketball. And we'll talk about the intra-squad game for Michigan Tech hockey, along with some Nordic skiing later on, too.
Yeah, inter-squad game coming up on Saturday at Houghton County Arena in 5 o'clock. So as soon as the basketball games are done, hopefully we'll everybody will head over and get a chance to check out the hockey team in action. They haven't been at home playing a game since December 14th against Bowling Green, right? So it's been a while, and another week and a half from now is until we get Ferris State up here for our first regular season games at the MAC. So chance to see the Huskies in action. Good cause. We'll be raising money, $2 admission for everybody to go to junior hockey associations here in the local area, and so it's a good cause and a good time. And you know, I always have a good time. You know, the players always they don't take a game off playing their squad. They maybe hit a little harder against each other, trying to get bragging rights in the locker room. But it'll be a lot of fun. Chance to see some guys we haven't necessarily gotten to see so far this year, and you know, Davis and Winches and Patrick Anderson, some of those guys as well. So. Should be a lot of fun on Saturday. I hope everybody comes out for that. And wanted to mention, Dirk, coming up on Monday is our next Huskies night out.
That's right. That's Monday night at the Rock House. So we'll chat more about that. Let's get to our coaches coming up in just a little bit here on Huskies Drive Time. Let's get to our weather right now, though, brought to you by Superior Service.